You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Yo, what's going on, guys? You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Varian, and this is the Open Mic. If you're unfamiliar with this hour on radio, it's the hour where for the next hour I'll be doing a little bit of variety and sort of like doing a little bit of talk radio and filling you in on what's important to me right now. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? I'm in my, like, I guess this is like the second to last week of school, so it's like well into crunch time. All the projects are due next week, but the good thing about SFU is they end a week earlier. We don't get like a reading break, but because of that, like, I will be done school as of probably my last project, December 6th. Unfortunately for me, though, the one class I have that has a final exam is on the very last possible day, December 17th, at like 6 p.m. So it's going to be like, I'm going to be off school for like 10 days and, you know, maybe like loosely studying here and there. And then I've got an exam and then I'm a free man. But until then, you know, my head's down, I'm working on my projects, working on my maps, and, you know, hopefully everything gets done. Also this past week, so I've decided to volunteer for the Vancouver Skateboard Coalition, who, for those interested, is running an event this weekend called All Aboard. It's going to be at Granville Island. That's both Saturday and Sunday. Just near, like, the green ramp and sort of the main skateable features will be like near the, I don't know what you call it, like the fisherman's market, just like near the Grand Violin market there. But last night, we had a bit of an orientation meeting. It's my first time volunteering. So I went to go check out the space and it's looking like to be a pretty cool event so long as we don't get some atmospheric river on the weekend. But the intent of the Vancouver Skateboard Coalition is to run this event every year at Granville Island, sort of as almost like showing, you know, for multiple reasons. One, for maybe showing the greater public what skateboarding's about and, you know, getting kids interested and sort of like, you know, growing the community. But two, I think it's to show that, you know, they are doing this event and it's going to be like outdoors under like 100-foot tarp that Granville Island is like renting out for us, which is very nice of them. But I think it's to show off that, you know, people do skate during the winter time and during the rainier seasons more like, and we need these sort of like skate friendly, dry covered amenities with lights, you know. And I think it's to sort of show that, like, you know, the community is here and, you know, there is definitely like a need for it and there's like a big demographic who needs these kind of spaces, and, you know, kind of showing people that, like, you know, basically showing that, like, this is what it could look like, so to speak. So it's a weekend long event and, you know, I'm pretty excited. This is the first year that they're going to rent out this humongous tarp. I don't really know what this is going to look like, but I reckon that this is like a big sort of tarped thing that like Grandma Island has for like other events and whatnot. So hopefully that holds out for this weekend's like atmospheric river or whatever, a cyclone bomb or whatever you may have it, but hopefully it stays dry and we can all skate. But super excited to be doing that and super excited for maybe a little bit of like the sort of like like almost like the participation of me in this and sort of the activism of this a little bit, because, you know, I think it's I think it's an important thing to sort of like have this event every year just to show, you know, show like the parks board that, you know, skaters do need these sort of undercover spaces. And more so, I think it's also just talking about this with another one of the organizers, my friend Salwan, was talking a little bit about like what it means for this event to be at Granville Island. I think that Granville Island is sort of has historically been this place of, you know, an artist's enclave almost, like, you know, the old Emily Carr University used to be there, and, you know, there used to be a lot of sort of like, you know, don't know, glass blowing shops or metal working shops and art related things. And I have very fond memories of going to Granville Island as a kid for, like, you know, sort of arts and craft geared activities. Like, I remember they're in the children's market. I spent a lot of time there as a kid. There being, like, little clown shows or puppet shows even and things like that. I think it's very important that, you know, this event is on Granville Island. I think because also I think it looks good for Granville Island where, you know, I think in the last maybe 20 or so years, like, that sort of area has definitely become more, like, upscaled, if you will, you know, and maybe that sort of upscaling detracts from maybe some of the artistry roots. And so I think those things and skateboarding go very hand in hand in that sort of creativity and, you know, the sort of use of the space is sort of like, you know, reimagining it as a skate space, an undercovered skate space. So super cool. And I think it's super awesome that they're doing that. And, you know, if you're interested in, like, you know, checking out skateboarding this weekend, you know, and by any means, like, you know, there's a lot of, there's a lot of different communities that will be using the covered space this weekend. I mean, they've got, like, you know, the Real Hot Skate Moms and, you know, like, queer skate groups and, like, late bloomers skate crews and, you know, everything in between. There's a little bit for everybody, no matter the skill level. So if anyone's ever interested in, you know, checking out what the skate community has to offer, like, definitely come by Granville Island this weekend. I think the events run from about, like, 10 a.m. till about 6 p.m. on both days. If I'm not mistaken, maybe on Saturday it runs till 8 p.m., but I think 10 till 6, and there's loner boards and there's helmets for those who are under 18. So, you know, don't be afraid to come and check it out, and maybe I'll see you guys there. But we're going to get to some music here. An interesting one for you guys first, by this band called Fish Collage. Album is self-titled Fish Collage. Kind of a, almost like a synthy, like, electronic band, but also it's got some, like, punk elements to it. Pretty special if you ask me. Coming up right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. And welcome back. That was Speed of Gravity by Fish Collage. Something about that little fishy sound, like it does sound a little fishy almost. Maybe it's just like there's a little bit of the, I don't know what you call it, like little crescendos on the synth. It kind of makes it sound a little silly, you know, like a little funny. But it kind of reminds me of, I was just thinking about listening to that song. There's a Fishman song. It's like a Japanese band. I can't really tell you the title of this song. I can't read it. But from one of their live albums that I listened to quite a bit while studying. I was just listening to it this week, actually, and was thinking about it, how they're also kind of, you know, similarly fish-themed. Maybe you guys can find some of those connections too, but I kind of find like they're kind of similar in sound. So here it is, off their live album. Here's the Fishmans with a song that I can't pronounce.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lazarowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Every fall, duck hunters wait for the birds to fly south and duck season to begin. But some ducks are extending their summer vacations. Barbara Fry is a researcher with Environment and Climate Change Canada, a government agency. She's found that as the climate warms, some waterfowl have started migrating along the Atlantic Flyway later in the fall, or even spending the winter farther north.
They're taking advantage of that warmer weather. Why migrate if you don't have to?
She says the change is occurring in species that time their migration based on temperature and precipitation cues rather than changes in day length. For example, mallards have been delaying their peak migration by about 18 days per decade.
So that's a huge amount of time that they're dallying longer in our northern climates before going further south.
Fry says some hunters are noticing fewer birds.
They're planning their trips or their outings, going to places where they've seen loads of ducks in the past, maybe with their father or grandfather or friends, and they get there and it's just year after year there seems to be less.
So she says hunting regulations may need to adapt, and she hopes hunters who have long worked on conservation will also focus on climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Attract. So alive. from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA right there was, which was it? What did I play? It was Walking to the Hill from this artist called Talking Violet. That was the last three songs I played, actually, all by that same band. Super cool. Femcon alternative CanCon band, so give them a look. I'm definitely going to do a deeper dive on them, but... next up for you guys, I've got a few songs by Fievel Izklak. Here is As Above, So Below on CJSF 90.1 FM.